Extension 101.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control, and anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us. Join the get on the website, freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of ladies have sent their photos in to be a part of the Shrine, and we put them on the web. It's not a beauty contest. As long as you're a female, you qualify. It's all of women of ages, shapes, sizes, colors, various different ladies have sent their photos in. So be sure you check that out at freetalklive.com.
The Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, log on at freestateproject.org or give them a call at 1-888-532-4604. That's freestateproject.org.
Now, again, this is your show. You take control. Anything goes. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This is the live Saturday night edition of the show, by the way, where most radio talk show hosts are enjoying their time by themselves or with their families on Saturday night.
Yeah.
We're here together doing this show.
Enjoying our time together.
Exactly. Your hair is wonderful tonight, Manwich.
Thanks.
By the way.
Nice.
You've been wearing a hat all day.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Anyway, so we talk about anything, political, personal. Anything goes. You take control at 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we've got to bring stuff up, and we got plenty to talk about tonight.
There's plenty to talk about today in the news.
One of the things that we don't avoid on this show is, I guess, the politically incorrect issue of men are different from women. We've talked about it a number of times before in various different aspects. It's a fact. Like it or not, some of you out there probably don't like that. But I think it's absolutely a fact. I mean, by birth, we're different, and mentally, I mean, just the way that we work, we're just different.
We shouldn't, I don't think, that may be so, I don't think that means that we should necessarily be treated different by
no, I'm not saying that.
Or governments.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I just want to make it clear that this is not an issue that Free Talk Live ducks away from. So, to that end, here's another update. As a matter of fact, from Britain, they've discovered that men really are better drivers than women.
I think that my wife would beg to differ with you.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm sure there are some women out there who are pretty good drivers. But
she's a pretty good driver.
The ones that I've experienced are a little lacking. Anyway, Britain's chief driving examiner has risked the wrath of the country's women motorists by declaring that men are better drivers. Robin Cummins, who oversees the driving tests of 1.5 million learners each year, as the chief instructor for the Driving Standards Agency, claims men display more natural ability. Not only are they better at control and maneuvering, they also need less tuition. Women need as much as 14 hours more tuition on average to pass their driving test and have a test pass rate of just 40%, 6% behind the men's at 46%.
Hmm.
While women take an average of 2.12 tests to pass, men need 1.87 tests. He says, I'm not saying anything that isn't in the figures. Of course, there are plenty of women who are excellent drivers and plenty of men who are terrible. But overall, it does seem to be that men can pick up the basic skills more quickly. With young men, there seems to be more natural ability. Some females, though not all, take a lot more teaching. For both sexes, the pass rate is highest for 17-year-olds, 56% for women and 60% for men, and lowest for those 50 and over, 29% for men and women. Reversing is the most common problem for women failing the test.
Hmm.
The Advertising Standards Authority has rejected complaints that a poster claiming women were better drivers than men was untrue after an insurance company presented evidence to back the statement. It accepted women in general had fewer accidents and had made fewer claims. But a study by another insurance firm showed a woman was, on average, more likely to have an accident, and her claims would be higher. So, why do you think it is that that men are more naturally better drivers?
And this would just be speculative stuff.
Well, of course it's speculative. You know, we're not experts. We're certainly not scientists.
I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with our innate ability to tell directions, like north, south, east, west.
That's a good point.
As opposed to being landmark oriented.
My fiance, she could go somewhere she's been five times before, and not be able to get out.
Yeah.
Or she could be told to go to that same place again and not know how to get there. I mean, it is amazing
this,
to me.
This leads us to the conversation of directions and males and females riding together.
Okay.
Which seems to be a really great place to take pot shots at guys. You know, like, guys never stop and ask for directions. Ha, 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 ha. Here's why I don't stop and ask for directions. Because map roads are completely different than the roads that people are used to. For instance, there's roads in my... I can't give examples that our national audience would know, but I could say that people identify roads differently. For instance, the a road near where I live, Bee Ridge Road, is State Road 762, or 752.
So there's two names for the road.
And you're going to see it on a map as State Road 752. But nobody who lives on it...
Not necessarily.
Small city maps. I'm talking about maps that you're going to be...
You're talking about a state map.
Getting from one place to the next.
Okay.
Not a city map where you're, you know, trying to move around.
You're talking like a state map.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So if you stop off and say, hey, how do I get to State Road 762?
Right.
The guy who barely has a command of English, who happens to be working at the Jiffy Mart, is not going to be able to help you. That's why I'm not stopping, because he's stupid.
I got to say that I've stopped for directions one time in my driving career, and I honestly didn't know where the hell I was. I was in the heart of Tampa, and every time I get into the heart of downtown Tampa, I don't know where I am, because I just don't spend a lot of time there.
Right.
And
it's a big city section.
Yeah.
If you're not doing business downtown or going to a sports arena,
right,
you don't have any business there.
I have a tough time. I'm a pretty good driver. I've actually never had a speeding ticket, period. But I have a tough time getting to the landmarks in Tampa. And so I was trying to get back onto the interstate, and I totally didn't know where I was. We'd been going for a little while, and I figured we've gone long enough, we're not going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did stop at the 7-Eleven and asked the clerk, and the clerk, at least he didn't give me the wrong directions necessarily. He just didn't know where he didn't know how to get out of Tampa either. So it was just a total waste of time.
Yes. That's my feeling. My feeling is that if you stop and ask the clerk at the 7-Eleven, they're going to give you... They're either going to not help you, or they're going to set you back farther than you were.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
At 9 times out of 10. Yeah. You know, you might get a clerk that knows their directions.
So you're better off just picking a direction and going that way? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying I have a nose like a reindeer, lady. Shut up. I'm driving.
Well, you know, even if you don't, one of the things that a gift that I bought for my fiance was a compass.
Yeah, those are valuable in a car.
Yeah.
Because you can, if you have the compass, you can wing it as far as knowing the directions of the map.
It's true. As long as you know you're west of the interstate, if you head east, you'll eventually get to the interstate.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of compasses. Is it compi? Compi? Mm. Compasses?
I don't know.
Like cactus? Cacti? I'm a big fan of compi. For women, and yeah, I wouldn't mind putting one in my vehicle as well.
I think that everybody needs a compass in their vehicle.
If you get into an unfriendly area or you don't know where you're going, then it certainly can help. Anyway, so if you've got an idea as to why women are worse drivers than men, we want to hear from
now,
you.
That's just a study.
Just the statistics.
There
that's
were other
all.
Studies in there that said otherwise. I'd say that my wife's a better driver. Now, if we have to get someplace from, you know, like city to city, I ought to go because I'm going to know how to get there better.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as paying better attention, she pays better attention. I have a tendency to, like, look at things that are going by, you know, new business in town, hot chick, whatever.
Yeah, that's going to be the problem with a guy driving. And that's the reason why a lot of guys get into accidents is because they're distracted by, like you said, the hot chick walking down the road.
Does happen.
It can be a major problem. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight. Got some news on the crazy old Bobby Fischer. Looks like he might have a happy ending after all.
Great.
This is your show. You take control. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention, diabetics and health-conscious Americans. Your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You can take control anytime you want just by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, the Saturday night edition. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the live streaming available for you there. So if you're in an area of the country where you can't tune us in via the radio waves, you can always go to freetalklive.com. We've got a broadband stream, a not-so-broadband stream as well, and you can go there. It's free at freetalklive.com. So we got a bunch coming up tonight. Again, you take control of the show anytime, 800-259-9231. Bobby Fischer. It's a story that we have kind of been following throughout the years. He's an interesting guy.
We like Bobby Fischer.
I don't know if I like him. No, I don't know.
He's a little weird.
He does seem a little kooky, but I definitely...
He makes for interesting news.
Yeah, he makes for an interesting news story, and I definitely feel sorry for him. There's no doubt about that. I feel like he is persecuted for no reason whatsoever. And I think this article probably gets into the reason for it. He's being held right now in Japan, and he's awaiting deportation to the United States, where he's wanted for violating economic sanctions against the former Yugoslavia by playing a highly publicized chess match there in 1992.
Wanted by Yugoslavia?
Wanted by the United States.
Okay.
He's a U.S. citizen.
Yes.
And in 92, he went to Yugoslavia and played a chess match. And I guess he won, or maybe he just wasn't even supposed to have any sort of business dealings with Yugoslavians.
Right.
Because apparently at that time, the U.S. had sanctions against Yugoslavia.
Right.
And any U.S. citizen going to Yugoslavia was violating those sanctions, or doing business in Yugoslavia was violating those sanctions. And so, therefore, by playing a chess match there, he violated them. And ever since, the U.S. has been on his tail, trying to recapture him and bring him back into this country to prosecute him.
Sanctions that don't even exist anymore.
Right.
And sanctions that one could argue are a violation of his inalienable rights.
Yeah, his sovereignty as an individual, being free to travel wherever he wants to.
Now,
and do and deal with whomever he wants.
It brings to mind the idea. It smacks of the fact that Bobby Fischer, maybe he knows a little too much about something. You know, I mean, for them to be chasing after him like that, doesn't it? It has a little bit of intrigue to it.
It certainly does, and he's kind of been popping up and he's been hiding out for the last 13 years, mm-hmm. and just kind of popping up from time to time. Well, now news out of Iceland. How do you pronounce the capital there?
Reykjavik?
Reykjavik?
Reykjavik.
Reykjavik. A parliamentary committee has voted to grant citizenship.
See, I never thought I'd get to use that Jeopardy question, but there it is.
Reykjavik.
What is the capital of Iceland, man? Which
parliamentary
Reykjavik.
Committee has voted to grant citizenship to U.S. chess star Bobby Fischer, putting the issue up to a vote by all legislators. The matter has been finished, says one of the bureaucrats. It will now go before the parliament on Monday, so this coming Monday. One of Fischer's supporters in Iceland said the Japanese government had confirmed it would allow him to go to Iceland if citizenship was granted. So, sounds like it's going to be maybe a happy ending for Bobby Fischer.
Of course, he's stuck in Iceland for the rest of his life.
Well, it's better than being in a jail cell, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Bigger
than a jail cell.
A Fischer supporter said this is great news. They had been waiting on confirmation from Japan that Fischer would be let go if he had Icelandic citizenship, and this arrived to me this morning. There is widespread support for Fischer in Iceland, where he played the Soviet Union's Boris Spassky in a world championship match in 1972. Iceland's parliament voted last month against granting Fischer citizenship, offering him a special foreigner's passport and a residence permit instead, but Japanese officials declined to release him.
This is basically the Japanese people's decision, and they're deciding whether or not they're going to give him back to the United States or whether they're going to give him to Iceland.
Right. I think the reason he's in Japan... here we go. Since being taken into custody in July for allegedly trying to leave Japan on a revoked U.S. passport, Fischer has reportedly denounced the U.S. deportation order as politically motivated, and he's absolutely right, demanded refugee status, renounced his U.S. citizenship, and said he wants to become a German national instead. He also has applied to marry a Japanese woman who heads Iceland's chess association and is his longtime companion. I think the reason he went to Japan in the first place was a woman. I think it was some sort of a relationship thing that brought him into Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess once he was getting ready to leave Japan, they discovered his his passport issued in 90-whatever was expired.
I see.
And that's when they took him into custody and then notified the U.S. officials, who then got into gear trying to get him back to the U.S. But in the meantime, Iceland seems to be working towards giving him citizenship, which would allow him to jump back to Iceland, basically.
Thank God for lazy bureaucrats, because of that, he'll be going to Iceland.
Well, yeah, because of the bureaucracy of the United States and just the fact that bureaucracy moves so, I guess glacier-like, they didn't act quick enough and they didn't get their hands on this. And thank goodness, because do you and I really want to be paying $40,000 a year to put Mr. Bobby Fischer in prison?
I don't.
Who knows what the prison sentence is for violating economic sanctions against Yugoslavia? I can't imagine it's a nice little stint in jail.
No. It's got to be. Yeah, it's got to be. It's going to be jail time.
And, yeah.
You know, for no good reason at all.
And we would have to pay for it. In fact, we're paying for whoever it is on the FBI staff or the CIA, whoever deals with this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We're paying somebody's salary. Somebody's full-time probably working on the Bobby Fischer case up in Washington, D.C. So we're already paying, you know, $36,000 a year just for somebody to try and chase this guy down.
Yeah, a chess player.
A chess player. It's asinine.
And all he's in trouble for is playing chess, apparently.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
maybe that's what the line is. I mean, maybe, I don't know. Maybe he's done more. I don't know. Or maybe he's been privy to more.
There is something in one of the articles about him, about his politics.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's,
and I don't remember what his politics are,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not going to comment on that. But he is a very politically slanted dude,
mm-hmm.
and I don't remember in what direction. If you've got any comments, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, where are we going next, Manwich?
Well, I thought we'd talk about some artwork that's in Houston.
Okay.
And they're getting some funding from the government.
Houston, Texas, the number one non-zoned city in the United
mm-hmm.
States.
And you'll see evidence of that after I'm done with this.
Okay.
Okay. This is, I got this off FARC.
Okay.
Houston, a Houston home decorated with thousands of flattened beer cans won't face last call thanks to the Art Endowment. Beer lover, John...
face last call.
Well, you know, they're trying to be clever.
I don't understand.
There won't be any. The house won't get condemned, or you know. Apparently, you can still see it. I don't know. Let me read the article.
Okay, go ahead.
Beer lover John Milkovich has attached his cans to the house for over a 20-year period as an alternative to more traditional home repair. He also made beer can fences and garlands to hang from his roof. It's like those little sparkly icicle lights. You know how they have the icicle lights that hang from roofs?
Right.
He's got beer cans hung on what looked to be like a fishing
okay.
hanging on the roof.
So they kind of clink together if the wind blows by?
Yeah.
Sort of thing?
It's not a pleasant clinking either. I mean, when aluminum hits, it clinks.
Right, yeah.
It's not a pleasant noise. The home was becoming a nationally celebrated folk art site when the Southern Pacific upholsterer died in 1998.
Wait, the dude who made it died?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
All right. Hang on. 1-800-259-9231. We'll find more out about the beer can house coming up, unless you want to interrupt the show and take control and bring up whatever's on your mind, political, personal, anything goes. It's the Saturday night edition, and we're here live until 10 o'clock Eastern time, so take control. This is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is the natural thing. Like you've never
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. If you want it to be, you can take control at 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free 800-259-9231. You can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts, hundreds of members. Be sure you go check that out. It's absolutely free at freetalklive.com. It's a Saturday night edition. We're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're talking about the Beer Can House, which is in Houston, Texas.
Yes.
The guy who was, I guess the guy who built it.
John Milkovich.
Modified it. Yes. Because it was a real house to start with, and then he just kind of...
started tacking beer cans to it.
Now, does he crush the cans?
Yeah, most of them are crushed.
Okay. So he's got one of those little crusher that, with the I don't know how to describe it, with the handle on the top, and you
perhaps
pull it down.
Perhaps he just steps on them.
Yeah, it could do it that way, too.
Yeah.
Then he attaches them with what? Does he weld them on? Does he...
It's not clear. As to how they're on there, maybe you'll have to go. You'll have to go to Houston and see the beer can.
There you go. And so he's put them all
pilgrimage.
On the. I'm trying to imagine this. I don't actually have a picture in front of me. He's got them all along the walls of his house, like siding.
It seems to be the walls and the roof, from what I can tell.
Plus, and the roof.
Lots of garland, which is beer cans like strung together and hung from the eaves.
Because eventually he just ran out of space to put them, so he just kind of built fences out of them.
Yeah, the fences are all done with beer cans, and just a lot of beer cans.
And then he died.
And then he died in 1988.
So here we are. Here we are, 7 years later.
Yes. Well, since then, the house has suffered years of decline, and now.
Has no one lived there since?
It's been sort of a place for people to go and look.
Huh.
But apparently not. It's not clear on that.
Don't aluminum cans rust pretty easy?
No.
No.
Aluminum does not rust.
I didn't know that.
No.
You learn something new every night.
Corrode, but no.
Okay.
No one else learned anything.
Okay.
You did.
Move on.
Now, a $125,000 grant from the Houston Endowment to the Orange... to the Orange Show Center for the Visionary Art will help restore the home. $125,000 endowment.
Somebody's got to be
owning it. Orange Show officials say the house will open up open for tours after repairs and restoration are complete.
Tours. So he's done inside work as well, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not really clear as to what the Houston Endowment to the Orange Show Center for Visionary Art is. Like, I'm not sure if the Houston Endowment is tax money. Or whether it's
private money.
Now,
no way to know.
I've got no problem with you donating your private money to the beer house.
To the visionary beer house.
Visionary.
Yeah,
beer.
He's a real visionary. He's sitting in front of his TV one night, pounding them down, and then decided that he wanted to just stick them up to the side of his house. That takes real vision.
I've got nothing to say on that. I mean, you know it. Fine.
If you think it's art,
it's beautiful.
Great.
It's lovely.
Yeah, I agree with you,
man. I can't believe my eyes. I'm so touched by it.
I agree with you, Manwich, that if it's private money, then by all means, lavish as much of it as you want over this
please
guy.
Do.
But government...
it's good for the contractors,
dollars,
you know?
Taxpayer dollars being spent on this guy's house? No. Not cool. In fact, it's not cool for any taxpayer money to be spent on art, period.
No.
I'm sorry, I don't care how good it is, how good you think it is, how special or how different or how original it is, and it may very well be all of those things, but it doesn't mean that you get to point guns at me and take my money and reward that artist for it.
How about this? I'm not 100% sure I go that. What about the Statue of Liberty?
The Statue of Liberty was donated and built by French people.
Somebody put the pedestal up there on Ellis Island.
I actually believe that was privately done. I don't know. I don't have the information in front of me, but from what I understood... Excuse me. Somebody collected money from people voluntarily to do that, from Americans.
How about the Washington Monument?
Is that art?
It's architecture.
Okay. Well, I would be against it if it was taxpayer-funded.
What about the Capitol building? For instance, the it's constitutional for the Congress to be to exist, and we could have them just meet at the KOA campground.
Why not? Once a year, let them meet there for 2 days a year at the KOA campground. As far as I'm concerned, the country would run much, much better that way.
I think that we should have architecture and certain types of art out front of it.
If they want to pay for it out of their own pockets, then why not? Go for it. How dare you ask? How dare you demand that I pay for your houses to meet in? No thanks.
Well, it's constitutional that they would be that these bodies should exist, and I think that,
but it doesn't say anywhere in the Constitution, at least to my knowledge, that there needs to be a building for them to meet in.
It stands to reason.
Okay, I see what you're saying. It stands to reason, but it doesn't mean you get to force me to pay for it, man. There's plenty of people
like
with lots of money. Plenty of people with lots of money who love to put their names on buildings, right?
That's true.
The Manwich Capital.
Yes.
Right? If you had the money, you're the kind of person who would do it too. If you had that kind of money, you would go ahead and lay it down just so your name would be mentioned every time they mention the
Capital.
I'd
like them to carve a bust of me out front.
They would do it if you gave them enough money.
Yes, they
absolutely
would. Nice big one so everybody can take a look.
So let the free market decide on it. There's plenty of people with dough that don't mind lavishing it on institutions like that.
Yeah,
I say go for it.
The Daughters of the Confederacy are certainly responsible for lots of statues of Confederate generals, and as are the Daughters of the Revolution, responsible for Union generals and all
artists,
that stuff.
Getting back to the artist issue, artists don't deserve tax money. Again, plenty of them may be creative, plenty of them may be talented, but nobody ever agrees on art. I mean, if there's one thing that people don't agree on consistently, it's art.
Yeah.
Because one man's art is another man's garbage, and sometimes, literally, we've seen garbage being called art.
Like this place.
If you like it, donate to some
funds. An aluminum can. Right, I mean, right. No one can argue that. In fact, it is garbage.
It is garbage, right? I mean, we've had the instances with like the poop art and various different fecal matter garbage art, and it's getting government money, which means it's getting our taxpayer dollars, and that's wrong. Now, artists don't deserve taxpayer dollars any more than Free Talk Live deserves taxpayer dollars. I mean, couldn't we claim that this is art? We're doing art every night here on the radio, six nights a week.
We're talking crap about George Bush. Give us some money.
We probably could if we knew who the right people were. Anyway, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259.
Well, I've seen in instances where you've had the opportunity to get tax dollars for things that we've done here in Free Talk Live, and you pass them up.
Really?
Well, yeah. How about the discussed the public access channel? You didn't want to do that.
Oh, right. You were talking about putting Free Talk Live on the local, TV, government TV channel or something like that?
Public access. Yeah.
Which, yeah, you're right. I said no to that.
Yep.
Because I'm principled.
Yep.
Just like the Libertarian Party is the only party that says no, although there is some disagreement about this within the Libertarian Party, the only party's candidates who've said no to government matching funds. So, for instance, in our presidential candidacy, when we reach a certain level of funds, the government is supposed to match those if you want them to.
Right.
And everybody else takes them. I mean, sure, Republicans and Democrats have no problem with it. The Green Party has no problem with it. Libertarians say, if you want to fund us, you should fund us on your own. You should fund us voluntarily. And we refuse the taxpayer handout. There are some libertarians who argue on the other side of it that say, well, we've already paid our taxes. Why not get some of it?
That's kind of my opinion. I want you guys to go get my tax money because God knows it's not being used for anything good.
I'm kind of leaning on that side of the issue, but I understand both sides completely.
I do too.
1-800-259-9231. Speaking of taxes, what do you say we repeal Social Security? We'll come back with that unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up anything. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented PayNex 2000 to the public. The PayNex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The PayNex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the PayNex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a PayNex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the show and bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And whether it's political, personal, some sort of rant you want to get off your chest, an agenda that you got, and you want to push it on the air, we'll let it go. There's not any screening process here beyond what your name is, where you're calling from, and what you want to talk about.
Now, once you're on the air, we start talking to you about your whatever it is. And we're going to ask you some tough questions.
Well, yeah, you're not going to have it easy. We're not just going to let you go on for 10 minutes by yourself. It's a talk show, and it will be.
We're going to ask you questions about, you know, I don't know,
space aliens. We're going to act like it's a talk show. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Social Security. It's a big issue nowadays with old Georgie boy talking about saving Social Security, just like they always talk. They always talk about saving Social Security, right? Whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans. Everybody in Washington knows Social Security is bad to the bone.
Yes, it's a terrible mess.
But they all talk the same old game about saving it. Oh, let's just save it. Let's change the rules a little bit. Extend the retirement age. Increase the amount that we take from you. Let's make sure Social Security can last for just a few more years until I can get out of office.
Yep.
Right? That's how it works.
That's all that matters. And, you know, it's just about them and their being in office and their having control of that money. Because the money's the power, you know? And the more of your money they can control, if they say they're going to give it back to you, the promises of riches in the future, please. I mean, it's just, it's such a game, and it seems to me that the older folks are so guilty of greed here. You know, now I'll grant you, they paid in the whole time. You know, like, the whole time, I'll grant you. Now, I didn't sign up for Social Security.
Mm.
I didn't get to vote on this thing. And in other words, I'm an indentured servant of whoever it was that decided this Social Security thing was a good idea and whoever got to vote on it. That's not fair. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Secondly, you know, I mean, granted, you paid into it, but everybody knows it's a bad idea. But it's perpetuated through greed. I've got to get mine back out of it. Well, you know...
It's not my fault.
Had your whole life to put this stuff, this money away.
It's not my fault, as being a young person, that you, if you're collecting Social Security right now, that you didn't understand what was happening to you. That you didn't understand that the government was taking the money from you and spending it. That money that you put in, as you put it, Manwich,
mm-hmm.
did not go into a lockbox. It
no.
did not go into a numbered account. Sure, you may have a Social Security number, but there's no account with your name on it. That money went in and went right back out, got spent. Came in and got spent. And then, if anybody's collecting money, they're collecting it from people who are in the working generation, people who are younger.
One could say it's an account like a current bank account is. Banks don't have all the money of all the depositors sitting in the bank.
No, that's true, but the bank, if it doesn't have that money, it's because it's loaned it out to other people, and the government is not doing that. They're just spending it.
Well, they're spending it, and they expect to get more in the future.
Well, because they have the power to tax.
Yes.
Right.
They have
and the banks are expecting to get their money repaid. So they're similar, but not quite the same.
I mean, there's a sort of an
account. And you did volunteer to go into the bank and open up your account. You did volunteer
right.
to go into the bank and do all the things you do with the bank. You chose to do them.
Right. You get to voluntarily do that.
My parents volunteered me into the Social Security system.
Not really. I mean, they were already in it, too.
Well, at some point, there has to be a form filled out. Maybe it was the hospital that did it.
Number?
Yeah.
Right. Do you think for a moment that if they hadn't gotten you a Social Security number, that somehow Social Security wouldn't be taken out of your paychecks?
Well, you wouldn't be able to work for any place that is above board, so
right.
to speak.
Legal.
Well, anybody that is, okay.
What I'm talking about here is the whole implementation of the system. I mean, one can't even say, there's not a person alive that voted for Social Security.
That's true.
They're all dead.
Yep.
And we're all here under the tyranny of the system.
Yep.
Now, some people have been under the tyranny longer than others, and they stand to gain more. They have, you know, they've lost more, and now it's time for them to start, you know, getting a little bit back. And I can do understand why they would want to, but I don't want to pay.
And the other thing, and so this is something that this particular article addresses, the other issue with people expecting to get something back, got news for you. It's the government. They don't owe you squat. At any time, not that it's going to happen,
right.
but tomorrow they could just decide, we've decided to stop this whole Social
yes.
Security thing, which would be wonderful. I mean, if they did that, it'd be great for the country. But what I'm saying is, it's their program. It's the government's creation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that obligates them to take care of you. Nothing.
A big old FU from Uncle Sam.
Sure.
And they do it all the time.
FU. Social Security is a big old FU. I mean, for most people. The people that benefit from Social Security are old white women.
Yes, it's true. It's the truth. I read an article one time where they were explaining that who lives longer, whites or minorities?
Whites.
Whites do. And who lives longer, men or women?
Women.
And who lives longer, poor people or rich people?
Rich people.
So what you basically have is three poor black men supporting one rich white woman in Social Security.
Yeah,
is
it's
how
sick.
The system goes.
Yeah. I mean, and whether they designed it that way on purpose or not, that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works out in practice. It hurts the poor more than it hurts the rich. It benefits, like you're saying, rich white women who don't need the damn money at the cost of people.
Well, some people do. I mean, some people do need the money, but sorry.
Most rich white women don't need the money.
800-259-9231,
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Social Security or anything else goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just log on to ConsumerReports.org. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best automotive buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, log on to ConsumerReports.org, and we'll give you the information you need to make a smart automotive purchase. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C-Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C-Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C-Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the number you can get interactive with us about anything. It's the Saturday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive online at freetalklive.com. We have got the archives there, the last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fees, just go get them, freetalklive.com.
They're free.
Exactly. Talking about Social Security, this article from the Future of Freedom Foundation, Jacob Hornberger. In their desire to reform or save Social Security, some advocates of free enterprise display a reluctance to openly call for the repeal or dismantling of Social Security, or to even suggest that their Social Security reform plan would gradually tend in that direction. For example, the Conservative Heritage Foundation, and we've mentioned them before on this
yes.
show.
A very credible group.
Well, listen to this. Their mission is to formulate and promote conservative public policies based on the principles of free enterprise, limited government, individual freedom, traditional American values. That sounds nice, doesn't it? Limited government, individual freedom.
All those things are great.
Well, here's what they said about the new plan that the president has put forward for Social Security. This is their open declaration. Quote, the president has put forward a bold and responsible proposal that would permanently save Social Security and make the program a better deal for all Americans. Come on! It's a raw deal, period. And this just shows that they are just unapologetic.
They claim it's a better deal.
They're Bush upon... It's still a crap can deal, and it's not better really at all. As a matter of fact, as we've pointed out on this show, the new plan for Social Security, the partial privatization plan, just means that government's going to have more control over industry.
So really nothing changes except things get worse. That's all. Anyway, the reluctance to call, they're just apologists for Bush. The reluctance to call for an end to Social Security seems odd, especially given that Social Security is arguably the crown jewel of socialism, an economic philosophy that is directly contrary to the principles of free enterprise, an economic philosophy to which advocates of freedom are committed. Socialism leads to poverty and to what Ludwig von Mises termed planned chaos, as the people in the former Soviet Union discovered, while free enterprise is the key to economic prosperity and harmony. Who could disagree with that who believes in freedom? What better example of socialism is there than Social Security? And then he mentions that it just benefits rich white women. Moreover, doesn't the government's administration of Social Security, even within some of the Social Security reform plans, constitute a perfect example of central planning? A core feature of socialism and communism, in this case, over people's retirement?
Well, I don't think that anyone doubts that Social Security is, in fact, socialism. I mean, it says so in the title.
Right. In which case, if nobody doubts that, then that says that everyone in America has become socialist, right?
Most people, when you talk to them about it, they accept that.
Yeah. Well, that's a problem, and it needs to change. And anyway, that's one of the reasons we're going to New Hampshire. How is Social Security consistent with tradition American values? Don't forget that early Americans, owing their devotion to free enterprise, lived without this socialist program for some 150 years
Can
after
you believe
our nation's
it?
Founding.
That old people didn't starve to death?
Not only that, they didn't have an income tax back then either. And they still managed to survive.
I can't believe it.
Just a bit of Googling reveals that Social Security, enacted in 1935 as part of Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal, originated with the Iron Chancellor of Germany, Otto von Bismarck, who himself got the idea from 19th century German socialists. In fact, he points out that the Social Security Administration even extols this man, not the Founding Fathers, and has even put a picture of him on their website.
Whoa.
1-800-259-9231, Social Security. We'll continue with it coming up unless you interrupt the show and bring up anything. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.